Boy, beautiful evening for baseball, Giants and Pirates coming up. I hope you enjoyed that interview. Raf and I went back in the archives, and I had interviewed Ken the Hawk Harrelson about 10 years ago, but boy, it was still timely, and of course he gets honored tomorrow with the Ford C. Frick Award, recognizing him in the Hall of Fame for excellence in baseball broadcasting. So that was from a while ago, but boy, it was great to hear the Hawk's voice. Bill, Hawk Harrelson, I loved hearing it.
It was great. I mean, it was just, I know you taped that earlier in your career. Your energy on that interview was something else too, Marty, which was pretty cool. But, you know, he is the best. And we talk about Kruk and Kipe, and they follow right with him. But something I want to talk to you about right now, Marty, we've gone long enough in this show because earlier this week you got contacted that you were elected into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. And I would like to congratulate you that. I know you were on with Murph and Mac and Papa and Lun, but you know what? This is your show. This is what you did for so many years, the pregame and the postgame. And, of course, your sidekick, Rafael Coriel, is another good one. Both of you guys deserve this, and I just want to tell you over the airways, this is Marty Lurie's pregame show, Talking Baseball, and this is where the second part started, because the first part started with the Oakland A's, but you cemented that Hall of Fame doing your work right here on KMBR.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. It was a big honor. Honestly, I had no idea, and the competition of Murph and Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert and the legendary Sam Skinner, long-time AP writer. And I said, where am I in this whole thing? And then I got the text from Jeremiah, and I thought he was just congratulating me for being nominated, and then said, no, you've actually been elected. So one of the big honors of my life, honestly, for Raf and I, we couldn't do this without help from people like yourself, and there's so many more that I'll talk about when I have some time to just devote to it. But Raf and I have been together 15 years, and Raf produces the show, and he's the best, and it makes me better. But 25 years of doing these shows and interviews like The Hawk, and it's just been an amazing ride. But the idea of being voted into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame by your peers means so much to me. And I just can't say enough about it. I'm just thrilled beyond belief and honored and glad that you and I could connect and be part of the show and listening to The Hawk and talking about the call-in show, which I used to do, obviously. And when the caller wasn't there, we'd play He Gone like that. So there's so many good memories of doing this with to even start at the beginning. A little KECG, 88.1 FM, with Philip Morgan and Joe Beery at KETD, and the help I got from Joe Salvatore and Bruce McGowan and Larry Kruger and people just when I got this thing going. And I've been fortunate enough to start a lot of careers in radio, and this is a big honor for me. It really is, and I can't thank you enough for bringing it up. And it's just something that I'll treasure forever. I really will.
Well, I think, Marty, you hit it. You have taught so many different people that were interns that work behind the boards, and now they have great radio shows and different radio things that they're doing, plus all the major league players that you brought on. And it started with Tom Candiotti, of course, Tim Flannery, Javi Lopez, George Contos. The list goes on. And what you bring is you bring honesty and you bring the truth and you bring help. And that's what a lot of people listen to you about. And I threw it out to you earlier. We're going to think about it. I want to devote a post-game show to you and Raf, and I want callers to call in, people that want to congratulate you, because I think that's the honor you love, because those are the fans that you touch for so many years, all the way back from 2010 when they won the World Series and you were a big part of it. And I'm hoping that we can plan that as in August or September, where I can put you on stage and have people talk about you right there on the air.
Well, we'll definitely do it, and I don't want to forget about Shooty Babbitt. Mm-hmm. Shooty and
I
started him as well, and you know, and Patrick and Adam Copeland and so many people along the way, and Bonte and just you know, Cody Pasby and Thin Tim and everyone else. So it really is nice, and I do appreciate it. I do. Look, these shows are not simple to do, and you know the deal. You know, I buy the time, sell the time, and I put the shows together, and Raf, you know, keeps it steady at the studio. And it's been 25 years of working really hard. So,
and Marty, Saturdays and Sundays are Marty Lurie. We'll always remember that for many, many years, you know. And I've told you many times in this doing the post game the last couple of years and helping you with the pregame show, the many hours that you did, I just shake my head and I don't know how you did it. And, of course, we talk about that many times in the conversations we have during the week. And I just say, Marty, I do a two-hour post game and I'm sound asleep about 20 minutes later. I don't know how you did 5 hours of it. So,
yeah.
It's very intense. It's very intense, and you do a lot of work to it. And of course, your buddy Raf is a professional. I've worked with him over the years, too. And I tell you what, that guy doesn't get enough honors. And behind the scenes, he's always there, smile on his face, and he works his tail off, and you and I both know that.
Yeah, Raf's going with me in this one, I'll tell you that. 15 years we've been doing this together, and it's been great. All right, let's talk a little baseball. Giants lineup is out. Wade, Yaz, Posey, Dickerson, Flores, Vossler, Estrada, Duggar is in there, and Gausman against Will Crow. Righties just crush him, and a lot of lefties in here tonight. Carey is on vacation for today. He'll be back tomorrow. But, Bill, time now to name this week's Difference Maker of the Week, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Experience the Benjamin Moore retail difference at our independently owned and authorized retailers today, or to BenjaminMoore.com or at BenjaminMoore.com. And for me, it's Wilmer Flores. I can't say enough about what he's done defensively at third and also at the dish.
That ball is hit high and deep. Left field. It's on its way. Adios, Pelota. What a moment for Wilmer Flores. And what a way to get his first ever hit against Kenley Jansen. He was 0 for his career against Kenley. And then, wow, 3-2 Giants.
And it was a game winner, and then just got this week really headed in the right direction. So for Wilmer Flores, very good. Bill, what do you have on the post game tonight?
I caught up with Len Sicada, the San Jose Giants manager, to talk about Luciano, Matos, and Canario and his pitching staff and how well they're doing, Marty. They're doing extremely well. Luciano left a game last night with a tight shoulder, but he'll be okay. But I tell you what, he's got three 19-year-olds that are really playing well, and one of the lines he said is their bodies are 19, their minds want to be a big leaguer, and he really loves that idea that they're working hard, and he says they're putting a lot of extra time in, and he can't help himself, but he likes all of them, and he keeps talking about these guys are going to be big leaguers. They have so many skills that they don't even know yet.
Boy, good man, Len Sicada. He was
sure
the emergency third-string catcher for the Orioles in 1980
yeah.
or so. And they put him in the 10th inning, and he never had to catch a pitch because Tippy Martinez walked everybody and then picked him off first base. He'd walk a guy, pick him off, walk a guy, pick him off, walk a guy, pick him off, and that was it. And that's Len Sicada's inning of being an emergency catcher. Yeah, Tippy Martinez. Wow, I forgot about him. Good left-hander.
That's good.
All right.
That's a good memory right there, too.
Tippy, he picked them all off, and that was it for Len Sicada. He never had to worry about it. All right, we'll take a break. Kerry, before he left, sat down with Robert Murray of FanSided. This is a great interview. So we'll do that, then we'll be back with our Giants pregame. I've got the talk back today, and, of course, Bill will be back with you on the postgame tonight. So more coming up on the Sports Leader.